In 1965, I gave a talk in New York titled Readying Your Brand for the Digital Age. Not a single person showed up. It was the single most humiliating experience of my life.
So what happened?
Well, in the end, TNT was so isolated it had no place left to turn. Today, though, things are different. They're wonderfully different, aren't they?
Mm.
The mindset of the industry has finally caught up to where I was 50 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, it's ripping, really. Yeah. There's a palpable sense that anything is now possible. The point I'm trying to make, Drew, is this. In 1965, TNT was an agency painfully, well, self-destructively ahead of its time. In 2010, its time has come.
You know, I heard, when I was doing the research, I heard about your speech in 1965. I looked everywhere. We had a bunch of people looking for it. I couldn't find it. But when I was looking, I came up with a recording of a speech you gave in what we think is 1963 at the London Art Directors Club. I want to play this for you. Going to probably bring back some memories.
Yeah.
And I want to tell us what you think after you hear it.
Telly this and the telly that. Everyone's so enamored by the telly and what it can do to advertisements. Well, allow me to relay a story about something I'm working on. One of my clients, it shall remain nameless, is an industry giant in the field of business machines. They came to me with the task of softening their image a bit to make them feel slightly less corporate. I have given these chaps a new moniker, something a bit more playful and based on the shirts they all seem to wear every day. When you hear the name Big Blue in the coming months, you'll know where it came from. But I digress. These lads at Big Blue have developed the most wonderful machine they call the computer. A massive, room-sized contrivance that can make millions of calculations many, many times faster than the human brain. It is truly remarkable. They inform me that in the years to come, these machines will grow more intelligent, work at lightning speed, all the while shrinking in size, until one day, each person will own one or two, and they will fit in the palms of our hands. What's more is that each of these devices will be connected, but they will not have wires or cords or such. Information and the ability to communicate instantly will be available via a vast, still unnamed database I am calling the connector path. So, you go toil away with your periodical print and tele advertisements. I say to you, dear friends, the future is the connector path.
It's 1963. You're speaking of the digital age. And they laughed at you.
Yeah.
Did it make you angry?
Not so much angry. But sad, you know, sad and incredibly angry. I felt like the boy who cried wolf, but only in the part of the story at the end where there actually was a wolf. What I'm trying to say is that I was right, no one believed me, and right all along, and not just in the end. At no point did I tease people with information I knew to be wrong, like that boy did with the wolf. Well, perhaps the boy who cried wolf is a bad analogy.
Maybe, but, you know, you raise a very interesting point that I think is really indicative of advertising today. It's maybe more so now than it was in the past. Despite your warning and other ones that followed and a lot of people saying what was going to happen, agencies were really slow to adapt and change. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I find it astonishing.
So tell us then, how is Trunchbull and Trunchbull going to distinguish itself from all these other agencies?
Well, where the Trunchbull and Trunchbull of today differs from those agencies is quite simply in every way imaginable.
Hmm.